Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The left fielder, Glennallen Hill. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The DH, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Lewis. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dave Otto. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The DH, Tim Hewlett. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting sixth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Leo Gomez. Batting 8th. The right fielder, David Segui. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Bob Milwaukee. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lofton strikes out. One out. Glennallen Hill is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Berga hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bell hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Hoyles interferes with Bell, who is awarded first base. Hill moves to second. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sorrento hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. Three runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Whiten hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cal Ripken, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milligan is hit by the pitch. Hewlett moves to second. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Devereaux hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Berger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jacoby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lewis hits a fly ball into right field. Segui settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton hits a pop-up towards the mound. Milwaukee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez strikes out. Two outs. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glennallen Hill is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga strikes out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a fly ball into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Sorrento batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sorrento is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sorrento hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whiten strikes out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Milligan is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Milligan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Otto fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Seghi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lofton hits a line drive into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milwaukee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hoyles is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoyles hits a line drive for a single. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground for a single. Hoyles moves to second. David Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Seghi is 0 for 1 in the game. Seghi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Hoyles moves to third. Two outs. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up towards short. Lewis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 0 for 2 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Paul Sorrento batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sorrento is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hewlett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiten is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez juggles the ball. That's an error on Gomez. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alomar moves to second. Storm Davis now pitching. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lewis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Randy Milligan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Milligan is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Milligan takes first base on ball 4. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Milligan moves to second. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 2 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Milligan moves to third. One out. Rod Nichols now pitching. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoyles strikes out. Two outs. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a pop-up towards short. Lewis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 3 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berga is 0 for 3 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Segui is 0 for 2 in the game. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark McLemore pinch hits for Billy Ripken. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore hits a fly ball into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark McLemore now playing second base. Greg Olson now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sorrento takes first base on ball 4. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Whiten is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a fly ball into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripken strikes out. Two outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Milligan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Milligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.